talk about what the last couple of years was like for you? I mean, you play every game for 2 years, and then, you know, an injury, and it's must have been difficult.
Yeah. It was definitely more annoying than difficult, you know, get back ready to go and then find out it's infected and have to deal with it all again. It's football. It's part of it. That happens. And back ready to roll now.
So what was the initial injury, and then what did you deal with from the fallout?
It was broken fibula, dislocated ankle, and then had a pyacne infection. I'm not sure, but it was infected for a little while. I just had to go in and have another surgery to get it cleaned out.
Did you feel like yourself last year? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I got back where I was going, but they're rolling, so they did. They did fine. They made the Super Bowl.
Physically, though, you felt like you were.
I'm back ready to go.
At that point.
Yep.
At what point did you feel like you got there?
Probably about week 10.
Coming to a team that is now installing a new offense, I mean, do you almost feel like it is somewhat of a level playing field, that you're not coming to an established team that you're the only one learning the playbook?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. Everybody's on the same, you know, same learn curve, and we're all having the same problems together and the same achievements together, so it's good.
There was talk after the draft, the idea of the responsibilities of the center in this new offense. Can you speak to that? I mean, is it more communication than you've seen in the past?
I mean, we got five guys up front. We got to be on the same page.
Do you feel at all that you have to prove that the ankle can hold up, you know?
I think so. I mean, it's
several weeks. And
yeah, I mean, it was an injury that had me out for a long time. But I've got no doubts about it, no reservations, so I'm not worried about it.
The Giants talked about the athleticism they kind of want from the center position in this new offense. Is it really as much kind of pulling? Is there a lot of more movement, I think?
I guess we'll see whenever we get going.
When you signed here, was it your feeling, you know, they needed a center?
It was exciting to be wanted, you know. I mean, so me and my family were excited to be up here, and, you know, anything I can do to help out.
Did you anticipate, you know, and from the discussion that you were going to come in and, you know, get a very – good opportunity to start?
I mean, any team that I'm on, I'm going to bust my butt. And just from stuff I've done in the past, you know, I'm expecting myself to start. So,
what was your reaction when they took a center with an early pick?
Nothing wrong with competition. You know, he's a good kid. It elevates everybody's play.
Have you also done some work in guard?
I have not played center.
What was free agency like for you? I mean, how many teams did kind of show interest, in how many teams did you really seriously consider before
I let my agents handle all that. That's why we hire them. It was more just, you know, sit around and wait, and they call you and tell you what teams are interested and all that, and it was ended up being a great spot up here.
You ever get antsy at all during the process? I mean,
no. Not at all. You can't. It's football. It's a game.
You know, sometimes someone like you come in into this kind of an established group, and you got to kind of figure out where you belong, but there's so many of you guys in the same boat. I mean, Chris Snead's been here, and a couple of the other guys have been here, but so many new guys are here. I mean, you kind of, is there like, do you have a lot of, you look at each other, you know, you're on the same boat, so to speak, most of you guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, we all look at Snead, follow Snead. Snead's a great vet. I mean, and he shows us the ropes around here for all the new guys.
A lot of new guys, too. I mean, guys in different teams, different areas. You know,
I mean, everybody's meshing together. We got a great group of guys. So, I mean, everybody's getting along great.
It's a bunch of guys who've also started. I mean, your youngish veterans who've all started. I mean, do you get that sense that this is not a bunch of kids here?
I mean, we're going to have a good old line. So, I mean, that's the whole goal, regardless of who's in there playing.
Imagine, I mean, it is a process, though, getting to know each other. You know, how much can you accelerate that? I mean, how long?
I mean, hanging out and going to dinners and just getting to know each other, you know, sit next to each other, talk, sit at lunch together and all that good stuff. I mean, introduce yourself to if they got girlfriends, wives, you know.
Have you had a chance to meet Eli yet?
Yes.
What's your impressions of how he's going to, you know, work with the
O-line? I mean, he's going to be great. I mean, he's won a Super Bowl twice, so he knows what he's doing.
As far as on the field goes, though, I mean, isn't that a process? And I imagine it requires a certain number of games before you can feel comfortable with each other.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to, but that's why we've got OTAs. That's why we've got training camp, preseason. And we'll get all those kinks worked out before week one, hopefully.
Is that enough time?
It's got to be.